Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, I gave you two concrete examples, one here in Michigan, how broad government reductions in taxes and regulations actually sparked a noticeable improvement in the economy. This contrasts with the failure of targeted business welfare. Over 6 years ago, Michigan created the Michigan Business Development Program. The program provided subsidies, loans, and tax credits to specifically targeted businesses if they meet job creation and other criteria. From March 2012 through September 2016, the program approved more than 300 deals promising $300 million in welfare. These benefits went to businesses located in 43 of the state's 83 counties. A recent analysis found that for every $1 million in targeted subsidies, loans, and tax credits dispersed through this program, employment in the affected counties lost 1,200 jobs. These job losses occurred even though the state of Michigan overall saw rising employment. Timothy Bardick, an economist of the Upjohn Institute, and Sarah Holder, an editorial writer for CityLab, have published recent studies on the cost of offering targeted corporate welfare to lure companies to locate in particular jurisdictions. Their findings confirm that generally there are short-term economic developments, which makes the politicians look good. However, the long-term effects are negative, with the greatest harm falling on government schools and low-income people, which the regular media seem to avoid reporting. Beyond the corporate welfare distributed under the Michigan Business Development Program, Michigan state government is still dispensing hundreds of millions every year in corporate welfare under the now-defunct Michigan Economic Growth Authority. Although the total amount dispersed is difficult to identify because much of it comes from using tax credits, the best information I have is that Michigan state government doles out about $1 billion annually in targeted corporate welfare that pretty much fails to achieve its stated objectives. Wouldn't it make more sense to have used these billions of dollars to pursue broad regulatory and tax relief that have demonstrated track records of improving Michigan's economy? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.